NBA Finals.
Yeah, obviously. I'm excited about the group of guys that we have. Everybody that's put in all the work in the offseason. Our young guys are super confident with how they've been playing, and I'm very excited about that. And then, obviously, Wade, Rondo, what they bring to the table that I can learn from them. Obviously, the winning culture that they've built in this league, what they've done. I'm excited because there's so much growth that I can handle in that aspect of the game. When you look at what Wade has done for his career, future Hall of Famer, I think that I can model the way I do things around him, man. I'm super excited that he's here, and I'm sure Rondo gonna keep me on my toes as well. I told Fred, as much as you can, use me as an example. I want you to really get on my tail about every little thing, because if Doug or Tony or whoever it may be is watching Coach talk to me like that, he's going to be like, if he could talk to Jimmy like that, I know he's going to come at me a certain way. So that's what I try to remind him every day, and I think he's ready for that. I'm a player. I'm coachable like everybody else, but I want that. I need that. I think that's going to be on Coach Hoiberg and who has the ball in crunch time. You know, whoever has it going, the object of this game is to win. So whoever's going to put the ball in the basket at the end of the game to make us have more points than opposing teams probably going to have the ball. And the alpha thing, I think we'll be just fine. You know, everybody's going to have something to say, but as long as everybody's listening and willing to take some criticism if you're doing something wrong. But that's just like if you're doing something right, I'm sure I'm going to tell you, or Wade or Rondo. So there's some good and bad in everything that you do. But at the end of the day, you know, as long as we win games, it won't matter.
The biggest thing, again, that I'm excited about is the multiple playmakers. And we do have guys that can knock down shots. You know, there's no doubt about that. We feel Doug and Nico are two of the best shooters in this league. Isaiah Cannon is a guy that can knock down shots. Tony Snell, for a lot of the season, shot a high percentage last year. He's had a very good summer. Denzel is a guy that can knock down shots. You know, Rajon shot a career high from the three-point line a year ago. But, yeah, we're going to have to create scoring opportunities through ball movement and cutting. And, you know, we have to make a big improvement in that area last year, cutting and screening and making a commitment to that from the minute we step on that practice court tomorrow.
Fred, over. Had some problems with last
year. Yeah, well, you know, we were fourth in the league defensively on January 1st, and then, you know, some things that happened, you know, we took a turn in the wrong direction and really struggled. You know, we went from fourth all the way down to 23rd, you know, defensively after January 1. You know, again, that goes back to the consistency that I was talking about. We had to be a better communicating team. We have to be a better transition defensive team, and we have to rebound better. You know, we were 21st in defensive rebounding a year ago. You know, so it's finishing possessions. You know, we're going to impact the ball more in our ball screen defense. You know, I think you saw some improvements that we had in the summer league this year, some experimenting that we did that led to deflections, led to turnovers that got us some easy baskets on the other end. We didn't have enough of those last year. We were last in the league enforcing turnovers. So, yeah, it's all about, again, I'm going to keep talking about that word consistency, and we have to be more consistent in that defensive end.